Good morning, dear Sangha. Today is the 16th of July, Saturday, in the year 2011. We are in Plum Village, in the Full Moon Meditation Hall at New Hamlet. The human body is a miracle, a wonder. Each one of us possesses a body. There's the sitting position, the standing position, the lying down position, and the walking position. Four positions for the body. In Plum Village, we train to sit properly, to walk properly, to lie down properly, and to stand properly. We sit in such a way that peace can be possible. When you have peace, you want to sit in a way that there's peace in your body. We need to learn, and this is a place where you can learn things like this, how to sit in such a way that peace, relaxation are possible. When you look at someone, you can see whether or not there's peace in him or her. So even if we are still very young, we can sit in such a way that peace is there in our body and in our mind. And the Buddha teaches us how to sit so that we can have peace in us. Artists have drawn and sculpted a lotus flower for the Buddha to sit on. How can we sit on a lotus flower? The idea is that the Buddha is sitting in peace, in beauty. To sit on a lotus flower means to sit beautifully. You're sitting, and when someone sees you, they see you are beautiful, you're in peace, that you have peace in your body, in your spirit. There's a lightness of freedom. When you're sitting down and someone looks at you, they can see that you have freedom in you. It depends on the way we sit. We want to sit in a way that peace is there. We want to sit in a way that freedom is there. Freedom is a wonderful thing. Freedom is like space, it's like air. And a person can only be happy when they have enough freedom inside and around. So to sit on a lotus flower means that you have peace, freedom in you. And that's how the Buddha sat. We are friends of the Buddha. So we have to do like him. We have to sit in a way that peace and freedom are there. Look at me. I'm sitting down. And I feel peace in me. And I feel freedom in me. I feel light. I feel relaxed. I became a monk at the age of 16. And ever since that day, I have learned how to sit properly, to walk properly, to lie down properly, and to stand properly. And that's why I have peace in me. I have freedom in me. And when we have peace and freedom, we have happiness. Happiness is not money. There are people who are extremely rich, but they're not happy. So happiness is not having money. Happiness is peace. Happiness is freedom. Relaxation. So today we will learn to sit in such a way that we emanate peace and freedom. This is possible to do with the sound of the bell, with deep breathing. We will be able to generate peace and freedom. The young monks and nuns have learned that. And we can do just like them. Last week, we learned many things. We learned how to listen to the bell. We listened to the bell in such a way that peace and freedom are possible during our breathing in and breathing out. And we learned to practice with this little mini bell. Maybe today the young monks and nuns can teach the young people to invite the bell to ring. We invite the bell to sound in such a way that there's freedom, peace, and happiness. Listening. Last week we also learned two mantras. A mantra is a kind of magic formula that we pronounce that can perform miracles. We can bring happiness and freedom. And some of you already have practiced the first two mantras. The first mantra is, my dear, I'm here for you. To be there is a practice. Very often your body is there, but your mind is somewhere else. You're thinking about other things in the past or the future. You might be lost in your anger, you're not there with your body. You're dispersed. You're in dispersion. So I'm here. That's a practice. When we bring the mind back to the mind and the body become one thing. And when the body and mind are together, you're there. In Plum Village, we listen to the bell. And when we listen to the bell, breathing in mindfully, we bring our mind back to our body, and the mind and the body come together. They are united. And we're really there. When we breathe in, if we bring our attention fully to our in-breath, we bring our mind back to our body. This is the basic fundamental practice in Plum Village. And one breath in mindfulness, a step in mindfulness, always brings the mind back to the body. And that's why we can be really there. I'm here. It means I'm really here now. I'm not dispersed. I'm concentrated. I'm myself. I'm free. Free of the past. Free of the future. So when we love someone, this is what we learned last week. When we love someone, we want to offer that person something precious. And according to the practice, the most precious thing we can offer is our true presence. You know, if we're not there, we cannot love. To love, you have to be there. But to be there, you need a practice. We need to know how to practice mindful breathing, walking in mindfulness, listening to the bell, so that we know how to really be there, bringing our mind back to our body. This is a practice. And also, as a young person, we can already practice this. So, for example, you breathe in mindfully, you bring your mind back to your body, you're really there. You look into the eyes of your mom and you say, "Mommy, I'm here. That's my gift for you." And for the one we love, the greatest gift that we can offer to the one we love is our true presence. This is not a gift that we buy in the supermarket. So, "I'm here for you" is a practice. It's a mantra. And the second mantra is, "I know you're there." And I'm very happy. The second mantra is a little bit longer than the first mantra, but it's just as easy to apply. I'm here, you're there. The person you love is there. And we're aware that she's there, that he's there. Imagine if that person is no longer there. Let's say they've died. That would be terrible. But now, he's there, she's there. That's wonderful. So in the first mantra, we see our own presence, and in the second, we recognize the presence of the one we love. The first mantra is to generate our own presence, breathing, walking in mindfulness. The second mantra is to recognize, to acknowledge the presence of the other person as something very precious. When you are yourself, when you're really there from the first mantra, then you can practice the second mantra. You look into the eyes of the other person, and with concentration, you pronounce the second mantra. My dear, I know you're there alive, and I'm very happy. We appreciate, we value the presence of that other person. That is love, and we can make the other person happy, and also we can make ourselves happy through the practice. And happiness will be there right away with the practice of these mantras. Even if the other person isn't physically right there with you, you can still practice. The other person may be at the office. You can use your cell phone and you practice the mantra, Daddy, I know you're there at the office and I'm very happy. And with this mantra, we can make our own happiness and the happiness of the other person. So last week we learned these two mantras, and now we will continue on. I am here for you. That's the practice to generate your own presence as a gift to the one you love. But there is a practice that helps to make your presence more beautiful. If you're there but you're not very happy, that's not such a great gift. If you're there but you're not at peace, that's not a very nice gift. You're there but you're not free. You're the victim of anger, hatred, despair. Your presence is not the best gift. And we want the gift to be a beautiful gift. So we're speaking here about the quality of presence that we can offer. I'm here. I want to offer you my presence, but if my presence doesn't have enough peace, enough freedom, then that presence may not be of a high enough quality to offer. So that's why we have a meditation practice called Pebble Meditation. Thay's holding up a little bag, a little cloth bag. One time we had a retreat just for children in the United States many years ago. In California, there were hundreds of children, and we all practiced together Pebble Meditation. Every person went to find four pebbles. And every person made their own little bag to keep the pebbles in. The children can sit in a circle, maybe five people or six, to practice Pavo meditation together. I'm going to show you how. The strange thing is that Pavo meditation was created by children, but the adults really like it. They also like to do Pavo meditation. I also like doing children's games. So you're sitting in a circle of five or six people. You invite the bell to sound and you breathe. So you open the little bag and you put the four pebbles you put the pebbles down on your left-hand side. So after three sounds of the bell, with your right thumb and forefinger, you pick up one of the pebbles. You take a few seconds to look at it. The first pebble represents a flower. A flower. You call this pebble flower, and you place the pebble on the palm of your left hand, and you place your left hand on top of your right hand in your lap, and you begin breathing, and you say, breathing in, I see myself as a flower. Breathing out, I feel fresh as a flower. Three times like that. In, flower, out, freshness, flower, fresh. This is not exactly imagination. Because the human body is just as beautiful as a flower. When I look at a child, I see a child is a real flower. A flower in the garden of humanity. Look at the face of a child, it's a flower. Look at the child's mouth, the eyes of a child. These are flowers. Look at the little hand, it's a flower. Look at the foot of a child, it's another flower. And when the child is sleeping, he's beautiful. When she walks, when she runs, when he jumps, they're beautiful. So for me, a child is a magnificent flower. And every one of us is a flower in the garden of humanity. Even if we are 30, 40, 50, we are a flower in the garden of humanity because the human body is something very beautiful. But some of us may not know how to preserve our freshness. We lose our freshness because life can be hard. That's why we sometimes lose our freshness. And that's the reason we need to practice to preserve our freshness. And the first pebble helps us to keep our freshness, to bring back our freshness, our flowerness. I'm a flower. I have my flowerness. And I don't want to lose my flowerness, my freshness. even if I'm old, but I can keep, I can preserve my freshness, my flowerness. And everyone who practices pebble meditation can also restore and preserve their freshness, their flowerness, for themselves and for others. Breathing in, I see myself as a flower. Breathing out, I feel fresh. We have to preserve our flowerness. We should preserve our freshness. We need to know how to recover, to restore our freshness. Because when you're fresh, when you're beautiful, your presence is a beautiful gift for the other person. We are speaking here of the quality of our presence. And when we hear the bell sound, we breathe in and out three times. Flower, fresh. Flower in, fresh out. Flower, fresh. This isn't just imagination, because you really are a flower in the garden of humanity. Keep that freshness in you for yourself and for the ones you love. It's very important. And if you have lost that freshness, with the practice you can restore it and become a flower once again. So after having breathed three times with the flower pebble, you put that first pebble down on your right-hand side, and you take a second pebble. You look at this pebble. This second pebble represents a mountain. A mountain. A mountain is something very stable, solid. A person who's capricious, who's always changing, is someone you can't really count on. You can't really believe in that person. We need some stability, some solidity. So the second pebble will help us to reinforce our solidity, our stability. Breathing in, I see myself as a mountain. Breathing out, I feel solid. Mountain. Solid. As you breathe in, you become a mountain. The sitting position is very good, very stable. So learn to sit like a mountain, very stable. Even if someone comes along and pushes you, you don't fall over. This is the lotus position. And you feel solid and stable in this position. When you breathe in, you see that you are a mountain. Very stable, very solid. Solidity, stability is an essential element for happiness. If someone is not solid, stable, they're not a happy person. You can't count on that person. So cultivate stability, solidity. That is the practice of the second pebble. Breathing in, I see myself as a mountain. There's a mountain in us, solid. Breathing out, I feel solid. When you love someone, you want that person to be stable, to be solid. If that person is not solid, is not stable, dependable, reliable, you will suffer. That person needs to be stable and reliable. You can count on them. So you practice to be more stable, more solid, more reliable, so that the other person can count on you. That's the practice of the second pebble. Breathing in, I see myself as a mountain. I'm a mountain. And no matter what provocation comes along, I stay solid. Threatening, provocation, I remain a mountain. I'm stable, I'm solid. And this is something we can cultivate, stability, solidity. The second pebble. First pebble, a flower, freshness. Second pebble, mountain, solidity, stability. So we put down the second pebble and we pick up the third pebble. The third pebble represents still water, still water, calm water. When water is still, it reflects the sky, the clouds, the trees. And if you were to point your camera at the surface of that water and take a photo, the sky, the clouds, even the moon, it would look the same as if you pointed it at the sky. So still water represents peace, calmness. If a person isn't peaceful, if a person is not calm, they're not happy. So we want to cultivate the qualities of peace, calm, and stillness for ourselves. If your presence is calm, peaceful, and relaxed, that's a very beautiful gift for the person you love. If you have anger in you, if you have wrong perceptions, you're not calm, you're not clear. So the quality of your presence isn't what it could be. So the third pebble is peace, relaxation. So we need to learn how to sit in such a way that peace and relaxation can be there. And that's why in Plum Village, we do sitting meditation to learn how to be calm, still, to cultivate peace. First, pebble, freshness of a flower. Second, pebble, the solidity of the mountain. The third pebble, peace, the tranquility of still water. Now we put the third pebble down and pick up the fourth pebble, and that represents space. Space. Breathing in, I see myself as space. Breathing out, I feel free. Because space represents freedom. Without freedom, without freedom, we're not a happy person. So we need to have a lot of space inside. A person who has freedom is a happy person. So we should sit in such a way that we are free. There's no worrying, no anger, no jealousy. You are free. This gives you a lot of happiness. Breathing in, I see myself as space. Breathing out, I feel free. Look at the full moon traveling across the sky. The moon is very happy because she has so much freedom, so much space. If you love someone, you can offer him or her space. That person needs space in their heart. To offer freedom, to offer space, is a wonderful thing. And in the Buddhist tradition of meditation, we know how to offer freedom. Freedom is a wonderful thing. Without freedom, there's no happiness. But before we can offer freedom to someone, you have to have that freedom in yourself. You need to have a lot of space in your heart, a lot of freedom in your heart. You're a happy person, and then you can offer freedom to him or to her. So you need that fourth pebble. Breathing in, I see myself as space. Breathing out, I feel free. Freedom. There's a song that goes together with pebble meditation. Breathing in, breathing out. I am blooming as a flower. I am fresh as the dew. I am solid as a mountain. I am firm as the earth. I am free. Shall we sing it together? Okay. That was great. So after we finish with our four pebbles, we put them back in our little bag. We listen to the bell one last time to finish our meditation. And that's our pebble meditation. Pebble meditation is for cultivating more freshness, solidity, calmness, and freedom. And when you practice that, the quality of your presence is very good. And you can offer that presence to the person you love. Love is a practice. We have to be there. We need to have some freshness. We need to have stability. We need peace and freedom in order to be able to be happy and to make other people happy. When you hear this sound, when the children hear the sound of the small bell, you can stand up and bow to the Sangha before you go outside. Have a good day. Have fun. Now we're going to practice some mindful movements to stretch our body. Please let us stand up. The people who are standing in the front can move forward a bit to make a bit more space. We will do each movement three times. Breathing in, I raise my two arms straight out in front of me in parallel up to my shoulder level. Breathing out, I bring them back down to my side. Breathing in, two arms up to shoulder level in front of me. Stretch out a little bit before going down bringing the arms back to my side. In, out. Now breathing in, I raise my two arms in parallel, all the way up, straight up over my head, touch the sky. Breathing out, I bring my arms back down to my sides. In, raising the arms up, up, up to the sky, stretch. Breathing out, bring the arms back down. And one last time. Breathing in, stretching up. And breathing out, arms back down. The third movement. I raise my two arms with my fingers touching the shoulder. My right fingers touch my right shoulder. My left fingers touch my left shoulder. Breathing in, I stretch my arms out at shoulder level to the side. Breathing in, my fingers come back to touch the shoulders. Breathing in, I stretch out like a flower. Breathing out, touching the shoulder. And one last time, breathing in, stretch out side. Breathing out. And I release the arms. The next movement, the fourth movement. Bring the two hands together with the palms joined in front of the body, below the waist. Breathing in, I raise my two arms together up over my head, and I separate them out wide, going down to the side. And then I reverse the movement, making the same circle back around from out and down to the front of my body. Breathing in, up through the center and out. Breathing out. Breathing in the other direction, out wide, and bringing the palms together over my head and down in front. And one last time. Up and out, together in front, and then back out. Make the biggest circle you can, and down in front. We're now going to do the movement with our 2 feet slightly apart, my hands on my hips, and I'm going to make a wide circle around with my head. So I bend forward at the hips, straight forward, and I go around to the left, circling back, and with the out-breath, I come back to the front, and I reverse the direction of the circle. Breathing in, I come around to the right, bending back and breathing out, left and forward. And the same thing 2 more times. In. Sister Dinyam says, you're very flexible. Now, we're going to try to touch our toes with our hands. So we bend all the way over, and breathing in, we rise all the way up and stretch to the sky. Breathing out, bend back down, touch our toes. Breathing in, I rise up and stretch. Breathing out, touch the toes. And breathing in, stretch up. Breathing out, touch the toes. Now you put your 2 feet in the shape of a V. The 2 heels are touching, hands on the hips, and you come up on your toes in the V position. And keeping the toes up, we go all the way down. Bend our knees deeply into a grand plié. And we're going to do this, she said, 20 times. We'll see. So breathing in, we come up. staying up on our toes, breathing out. We bend deeply down, breathing in, up, breathing out, going down. Try to keep the back vertical. Breathing in, I raise my right knee up to my waist. Breathing out, I stretch my right leg straight out in front. And breathing in, bring the knee back into the body, and breathing out, the right foot goes down. And now over to the left side. Breathing in, I raise the knee up. Breathing out, the leg straight. Breathing in, the knee up, and breathing out, the foot goes back down. So in with the knee, out with the foot, in with the knee, and down. Left foot, in with the knee, out with the leg, in with the knee, and down. In with the knee, out with the leg, in with the knee, and down. In, out, in, and out. Now, the ninth movement. We need a little bit more space. We're going to draw a circle just above the floor in space with each of our legs. So breathing in, I bring my right leg straight out in front, and I start to make a half circle around to the back. And as I pass the halfway mark, I breathe out. Breathing out, I bring the foot as far back as I can. Breathing in, I go in the reverse direction, back around to the circle and forward, and the foot goes down. Breathing in, left foot forward, straight out, circling around to the back as I pass into the out breath, and reversing direction, breathing in, breathing out, and the foot goes back down. The foot is always pointing down towards the floor, the toes. And now the last movement, the tenth movement, we point our right foot straight out to the side, our left foot points forward. This is like in the triangle position in yoga, just the feet. And we put our left hand on our hip, and our right hand stretches up as we bend towards our right knee. Three times, breathing in as we stretch up, and the arm goes down on the out breath. Three times. And to the left side, so the right foot points forward and the left foot points to the left. And stretching up. Out, coming back. In, the left knee bends as the left arm stretches, and out, the arm goes back down. How did that feel?